This is an ABC podcast.
Whew, boy, it is nippy out this evening. But you know what'll warm us up, Molly? A fun-filled trivia night.
I know, it was so nice of Matt to organise this.
I really just needed some time away from the old office and all that ethical thinking.
Me too. And I can't believe he themed the whole night around our favourite films. It's just perfect. Such a special friend.
Yeah, he is. I mean, just look at this invite. Dear friends, please join me at my humble abode
for a fun-filled evening of snacks and friendly trivia competition. Wear your favourite outfit from your favourite movie. All the trivia questions and treats will be themed around these movies. Bring your A-game.
Well, he should have said, bring your Avengers game. Or Avengers Endgame. Because my favourite film is Avengers Infinity War.
I see. And you dressed as Black Widow, Carl.
Mm-hmm. Tight leather all over. And like the Black Widow from Avengers, I'm beautiful and deadly.
Beautiful and deadly are the two words I associate with you most.
And I see you've dressed as a moose.
No, I'm Sven the reindeer from Frozen. If one more person says I'm a moose.
Molly, so much anger.
It's okay, Molly. Conceal, don't feel.
Okay, cool. Got it. You're a Frozen fan.
Seriously though, Sven's a reindeer, not a moose.
Let it go, Molly.
Let it go?
Let it go. Because, Molly, this night is gonna be amazing.
No ethics, no unanswerable questions.
Plus, we are experts on these films because they're our favourites.
Oh, here we stand at Matt's front door.
Oh, hey you two. Quick, we're nearly ready to go.
Matt, why are you dressed as a giant purple man in a wispy blue ball gown?
Oh, right. Well, I took both your favourite movies and combined them. I'm part Thanos from Avengers Infinity War and part Elsa from Frozen.
It does not work.
Thanks. And do come in and help yourself to some treats. I've been baking all week to make sure we've got cakes and snacks and drinks all themed around the movies.
Oh my gosh. These lollies look like Infinity Stones from Avengers.
How did you sculpt this cake to look like Elsa's intricate ice palace in Frozen?
And jelly sculpted into Thor's hammer? Let's see if I can pick it up.
You couldn't.
Hello, everyone. Thank you so much for coming.
Psst, Molly, who are these other people?
Must be the team we're competing against tonight.
First of all, I just want to mention why I've chosen these two films for our trivia night.
So we could win easily, Molly.
Obviously.
Because they bring up so many tricky ethical questions.
Oh, no.
In fact, they both touch on one of the oldest ethical questions ever asked.
He didn't say it'd be an ethics trivia night.
So much for a break from thinking.
The question is, do the ends justify the means?
Well, I guess that means...
Yeah.
Today on Short and Curly...
When do the ends justify the means?
Ah, gosh darn it.
Hello, and today you're listening to...
Short, you're listening to Short and Curly.
And Curly.
Yay!
Short and Curly!
Short and Curly.
Okay, now that Matt's forced us to do some thinking on our one night off, you know what that means.
Yep, means we need to take a second for a thinking question.
So, before the real ethics trivia kicks off, pause the show to ponder this one, or chat about it with those around you.
Do you think that movies can be a good or useful way to let you understand something important or tricky about the world or your life?
Hit pause now.
Hey, Matt, before we start what I'm sure will be a riveting ethics trivia night, Can you explain what you mean by the ends justifying the means?
Oh, don't encourage him, Carl.
May as well lean into it, right?
Right indeed, Carl. The ends justify the means is a bit of a weird sounding phrase, so let's work through it word by word. The ends are the outcome, basically whatever happens as a result of the choices that we make. Justifies basically means make something ethically okay, and the means are the methods we use to get results. So the saying is basically that if an outcome is good enough, it can justify some pretty nasty methods to get that result.
Like, if you spilled red cordial on Matt's favourite chair, then flipped it over so it looked really clean, that's okay because Matt doesn't find out and get mad.
Exactly. Wait a second, what?
Oh, so tell us more about this trivia night.
Okay, right. Both these movies, Frozen and Avengers Infinity War, have moments where characters seem to believe the ends justify the means. So, I want to know whether you think they're right. That's what tonight's all about.
Cool, yeah, sounds like fun trivia.
So, to begin Matt's ethics trivia extravaganza, let's hear from our Brains Trust.
Oh, so that's who those other people are.
It depends on what it is. If it's like a homeless man that has children to feed and goes shoplifting, if it's just like one piece of bread, that would be okay because he's got a family to feed and that family's going to die without food or water. And if you're like, you want an iPhone and you don't have enough money to buy it and you just go and like get like two of them for you and your best mates, it isn't the right thing to do.
I read a book and it was about this girl. And in her country, women weren't allowed to drive. And like, it was really bad, like not their culture, against the law. But she was a rebellion, broke the rules, made a video on YouTube of her driving around in a car and saying that she, like, woman would be allowed to drive, and inspired many other more women to do it, even though she was sent to jail like 3 times. And eventually the laws changed and women in her country were allowed to drive.
Thanks, Brains Trust. Okay, now, our first question will be about the film Frozen.
Yes, I love Frozen.
What are the names of the two sisters in Frozen?
Ah, me!
Ah, yes, Molly.
The main character's name is Elsa, and she can make ice appear from nowhere, and her sister's name is Anna.
Correct. Now, Elsa and Anna were really good friends when they were little, but then something happened that meant they didn't hang out anymore. Can somebody tell me what it was?
Oh, I know!
That one's easy.
No, my turn. It's because Elsa ate the last piece of Anna's birthday cake.
Why would you just say something if you don't know, Carl?
Oh, no, I'm sorry, Carl. The correct answer is Anna was accidentally hit with Elsa's ice magic and nearly died. To save her life, all memories of magic had to be removed from Anna's head, and Elsa had to be separated from her so she could learn to control her powers.
Yeah, like pretty much what I said.
Not even a teensy-weensy bit, Carl.
Okay, question 3. What kind of creature removed Anna's memory?
A dragon!
Stop it, Carl. It was a troll. He changed all Anna's memories of magic into normal memories. There was no more magic, but still, lots of fun.
Correct again, Molly. And that's the end of the speed question round. Molly, you had 2 correct answers, so 10 points to your team.
Yeah, mama.
But Carl, you had 1 wrong answer, so -5 points.
Aww.
Carl, pull yourself together, I swear to God.
And now we turn to the ethics section of round 1. Here, I'll pose an ethical question based on the movie, and you need to figure out what you think.
Okay, focus, Carl, focus.
Where am I?
As a special bonus, there are no points for this round, because ethics discussions aren't about one person being right and another being wrong. They're about working things out together.
Wait, no points?
This isn't trivia at all.
Okay, Here we go. Remember, it's all about the ends justifying the means. Anna's family saved her life. That's the ends. But they did it by erasing her memories and separating her from her sister. That's the means. And this left Anna sad and lonely throughout her childhood. So the question is, in Anna's case, do the ends justify the means? Team Molly and Carl and Team Brains Trust, take a minute to think this through.
Okay, Molly, changing someone's memories, I mean, that seems wrong.
Sure, but it saves her life.
But Anna and Elsa don't get to play anymore. Anna gets so lonely.
Yeah, Anna's lonely so that she doesn't remember about Elsa's magic, because if she remembers, she'll die.
Okay, who wants to try to answer this one first?
Me, I know.
Ah, looks like Team Brains Trust will have the first go at sharing their thoughts on this curly ethical conundrum.
I think it was the better option for Anna, just that she could be lonely for a little bit of her life and then live the rest of her life really happily instead of not getting to live much of her life.
I think it was okay. It would be a little sad finding out that some of your memories were erased, but you can always make more memories. I'm sure Anna would rather be alive and happy than not have a life at all.
If it was to save my life, at first I'd be like, oh, why did you do that? And then I'm like, oh, it was to save my life. That's cool, because I'd prefer to be lonely than to be dead.
But why you shouldn't? Like, why? What's the point of living a childhood if it's going to be lonely?
Great answers, everyone. Frozen is an excellent example of our question. Do the ends justify the means? For Frozen, some people might think the answer is yes, because the ends are saving a life. And although the means aren't nice, they seem to be necessary.
That's what I said before to Carl.
But Matt, it's still bad. Isn't the whole point of ethics that you can't just break the rules when it suits you? You have to do what's right all the time.
Yeah, but there's a difference between choosing to do something bad and doing something good that has bad side effects. Think about Frozen again.
I never stopped.
All Anna's parents want is to keep her alive. They didn't want her to forget magic, and if there was a way to save her without changing her memories, they probably would have done it. But there wasn't.
Yeah, erasing the memories was done to save Anna's life. Even though she and Elsa lost their special relationship, it was still the right thing to do.
Maybe. It also helps that nobody wanted Elsa and Anna to lose their friendship. And the troll tried to minimise the bad side effects by keeping the fun.
But they could have done more to help Anna. Like, the parents could have come up with ways to help her that didn't leave her so lonely, right?
I guess.
Or they could have tried to explain why she couldn't hang out with Elsa in a way that helped Anna understand that she wasn't being rejected. Right?
Actually, that's a good point.
And, oh wait, you agree.
This is exactly what an ethical trivia night is all about.
So, definitely not trivia then.
Yeah, it's basically just another ethics conversation.
Come on, you guys are having fun. Come on, admit it. I know you're having fun. Come on, admit it.
Fine.
Oh, come on in here, big guy.
No, you guys, all right. We're going to take a quick break here before we begin the next round. Make sure to enjoy some of the lime green Hulk punch, but don't you dare take a break from thinking.
Oh, cool. So not even the break is a break.
Because there's basically no escaping ethics tonight, no matter what we do.
Dread it. Run from it. Destiny arrives all the same.
Is that a quote from Avengers?
Yeah, it's a quote from Avengers. Now, feel free to pause the show, then hit play when you're ready to keep going. Our question is,
do you think it was okay for Anna's family to save her life by changing her memories?
Even though that led to her having a lonely childhood.
Hit pause now.
All right, everyone, let's get back to Matt's ethics trivia extravaganza. It's the second and final round, all about Avengers Infinity War.
Oh yeah, my time to shine, baby.
Okay, easy one to start with. Who is the villain in the movie and what does he plan to do?
Me, Carl knows.
Yes, Carl.
Oh, it's Thanos. And his goal is to collect the Infinity Stones so he can kill off half the people in the entire universe because he thinks there aren't enough resources to support everyone. To save half, he needs to kill the other half.
Very good, Carl. Now, question two. There are two characters in the movie who say, "We don't trade lives." Who are they?
I know. One of them is Captain America.
That's right, Carl. And the other?
Probably the Hulk.
Molly, the Hulk barely talks.
Oh, I'm sorry. Care to try again?
Is it Doctor Strange? That sounds like something he'd say, right? No!
Molly, stop guessing. We're losing points.
Anyone else?
I know this one. Matt, it's Vision.
That's right. So 5 points to the Brains Trust and minus 10 to Molly and Carl for two wrong answers. But plus 10 for two correct answers.
Perfectly balanced, as all things should be.
Is that a line from...
Yeah, it's a line from Avengers.
Okay, now that we've talked about Thanos' plan, let's turn to the ethics section. Simple question. What do you think of his plan to wipe out half the universe painlessly to save the rest? Talk among yourselves now.
Oh, it makes total sense. It's like how sometimes I'm at a party and I'm like, hey, there are too many people here and there's not enough food. Better murder half the people here.
Oh, really?
No!
But maybe Thanos is right, though. I mean, desperate times do call for desperate measures. After all, he says he's choosing between some dying or everyone dying.
Okay, who has an answer? Oh, looks like the Brains Trust are all over this one.
Thanos' plan is actually a good one. I would kill half of the planet right now because it's overpopulated. We're all going to be dead within 200 years if we don't cut back. It was quite a short death. It wasn't slow and painful. They just turned to dust and died pretty quickly.
I do think he was trying to think good, but in a really bad way. I think his plan was really selfish. He didn't consider anybody else when he vanished half the people off the world.
Imagine if I killed you or I killed all of your family. Like, he wanted to do it so the other half of the population would have a good rest of their life. But they wouldn't if all of their family and their friends were all dead. And also, everyone's equal. No one's better than everyone else, and you can't put a value on people's lives.
How can you choose who should die and who should have a better life? Is it like an age limit or a sickness? Or what happens if he accidentally killed two parents of like a baby or something? How does a baby grow up?
He could have thought of a less harmful way to decrease the population. Maybe send half to another planet or put him on Mars, do further investigation for other planets, just do something better than murdering.
Well done, Brains Trust. Great thinking, but no points for you. Just the quiet satisfaction of having a good think.
This is the worst trivia night ever.
Hey, I've just realised Thanos' plan is kind of the epitome of ends justifying the means.
You just realised that?
That's right, Carl. But it is a super extreme version. He's trying to do something hugely good, saving the whole universe, by doing something hugely bad. Killing half of all the people. Almost nobody would say that's okay.
Almost nobody? But then... Hang on. What could... Somebody would?
Well, sort of. There's a philosopher named Michael Walzer who writes a lot about war. He has this idea he calls supreme emergencies. A supreme emergency is basically a situation where a whole civilization is going to be destroyed. Walter thinks in supreme emergencies, we should do whatever it takes to survive, even if it seems wrong.
So Thanos is kind of claiming there's an ultra-mega supreme emergency then, because he thinks every civilization will eventually destroy itself unless he steps in and wipes out half the population.
Thanos does, but I don't think Michael Walzer would agree. For Walzer, emergencies are immediate, not something like having too many mouths to feed. There are usually other ways to manage problems like that. Mind you, other philosophers do think slower problems like climate change do count as supreme emergencies.
Sure, but according to a philosopher I know called Carl Smith, Thanos was right. It was a supreme emergency.
We should also remember that not everyone thinks supreme emergencies are a thing. Some say it's better to lose, to die, or to fail than to do something terrible in order to win. Remember what the Avengers say? We don't trade lives. That's what they mean. We don't sacrifice people to win.
Well, that is a lot to take in. I need a slice of Elsa cake to help me digest these tasty ethical questions.
So let's pause one last time for a thinking question.
If it's a matter of life and death, for you or a whole society, should you do whatever it takes to survive? Or are there some things that you should just never do?
Hit pause now.
Alright everyone, that's it for tonight. Thanks for coming to Matt's Ethics Trivia Extravaganza.
Wait, who won, Matt?
Oh no, Ethics Trivia Nights don't have winners or losers. Because if we all engage in a thoughtful discussion about ethics, then everyone wins.
This is unbelievable!
Oh, what a Thanos!
What a troll!
Come on, you two totally got into it.
We did. Bring it in. Oh,
really? No, guilty!
While we're just hugging this one out, congratulations to the Brains Trust tonight from Guardian Angels Primary School in Queensland. That's Sienna, Daniel, Eleanor, Eva, Kaizen, and Leticia. If there was a winning team tonight, gosh, it would have been yours.
Thanks also to Short and Curly's creative producer Kyla Slaven, executive producer Justine Kelly.
And no, we didn't forget you, producer Jake Morecambe. Now, if you like the show, leave us a review. It helps others find us.
And don't forget, we've got a bunch more episodes waiting for you.
Yeah, did you know we once put on a quiz show, Molly?
No, we didn't.
Minus 10 points to you, because actually, we did.
Oh, come on, Molly. I knew that one.
We have over 50 episodes about all sorts of topics, including that special Short and Curly quiz.
Go check them out.
This has been an ABC podcast. Check out the ABC Kids Listen app. It's full of educational and entertaining audio programs.